All right, it's the world famous K-Rock. I'm Megan Holiday, broadcasting live backstage at Coachella, hanging out with Bowen and Joe of the band Idols. What's up, guys?
Hola.
You look so good. Very festive. Good. Oh, thank you.
Well, can I? I'm going to point it out every time I can. Can you just show him the legs?
Okay. Oh, no. Ouch.
Papi.
I didn't know about, it could still be cold. I didn't know it could still be cold and there would be lots of UV around.
Oh, yeah, so you can get really burnt out here.
Learned a valuable lesson.
You know what? We're out here, we're learning things. We're just here to have a good time. We're going to get burned and we're going to have fun. So you guys were in San Diego last night.
We certainly were.
Was there really an earthquake that happened?
He knows more about it than me.
4.8 on the Richter, baby. Yeah, there was an... I didn't feel it. You know, I was in the moment and but the security told us afterwards. Yeah.
So there was an earthquake while you were playing on stage.
I mean, the earth moves for me every night we get on stage, Joe.
Is that because of me, Bowen?
That was implied, yes.
Awesome. I want to congratulate you guys on all of your success, especially with the latest album, Crawler. How has it been to be out here in North America playing all these sold-out shows?
Man, it's a dream. Like, you know what? It's like our second home now and all that jazz, but there's something, like, we started here after the pandemic, and it was like a five-week tour, North America, and then we've continued ever since, but it was the best place to start. It was magic, the crowds were stunning, and, like, we're just grateful. We've been waiting for this a long time, and we've been building this over, 14 years or something now, and, like, it feels right, and...
Yep.
And, like, we're going to give everything we have every night. And no, that was just your ground moving.
Yeah.
It was a dream. It's
Absolutely.
A dream. And we're here. It's a dream.
And this album is really kind of about coming out of the pandemic and coming out of a dark time. Can you talk a little bit just about what this album means to you guys?
Sure, yeah. I mean, thematically, it's about kind of... being to be a crawler is just to be on your knees, whatever that means, working hard, grinding, praying, just getting through life. It was about a time of recovery, really, from trauma, addiction and all that jazz, but it's also came about written from the pandemic. I had a lot of time to reflect. I was in therapy and I had a lot of healing to do, and it gave me the time and space to do that. And so that's what happened. It was just, I think that's happened with all our albums. It's like, it's no coincidence that it's relevant to the point, because it's always as honest and of its time of my time as possible lyrically. And it's given us an opportunity to heal and grow with our audiences, which is growing, but I don't know, it's something more than that now. It's like, it's quite a dark album. But I think what surprised us is how much joy we've got from it. And it's like, Bowen and I especially have kind of bonded a lot over this album. And it's brought us closer and allowed us to kind of enjoy ourselves more as individuals, which is beautiful.
Yeah, there's a defiance that's there that I think wasn't there. We hadn't noticed it initially, I think. Yeah. And that became our focus then when we realized that. About the album, and that's where the joy is eked out.
You look really cool.
Thanks, man.
You do look really cool. What do you hope for someone like me who's never seen you guys live before and is so excited? What is the feeling that you hope someone walks away from today after seeing your set?
The big things for us is catharsis. It's about losing your inhibitions. We lose our inhibitions utterly when we're on stage, and we try and engender that in our audience to let go of whatever it is you're holding on to and just let it fly. And then also to have that shared experience in a group makes you feel like you're part of something bigger than yourself, because we always feel like we're part of something bigger than ourselves, because we're always with each other.
Well, I'm so excited, you guys. This album is so good. Getting to play Crawl on the radio just sounded so incredible, and I hope that we can hear more Idols, on the radio all the time. I'm super excited to see you guys. Thank you for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you. Appreciate
awesome.
That.
Awesome.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Much love. Yeah. It is K-Rock backstage at Coachella. Idols.